And we are a blessed people.
Y somos un pueblo bendecido.
To have access to the flowing of the Spirit of God.
Para tener acceso al fluimiento
del Espíritu. Praise God. Good ministry going on all around the house tonight and this morning.
Buenos ministerios en esta tarde y en la mañana.
Praise God. Sister Zinia had 11 folks on her van this morning.
La hermana Zinia tenía 11 en su van esta mañana.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
She's bringing a whole Sunday school class.
Está trayendo una clase de escuela dominical.
That's exactly right. We want to take a moment and just spend a little time with Sister Brittany. She'll be moving to Atlanta to finish out, and then in the summer she'll be back down in Montgomery beginning to work.
Queremos tomar un momento esta tarde porque va a estar la hermana Brittany en Atlanta para hacer sus estudios allá y luego va a regresar para atrás a Montgomery y va a trabajar allá.
She is graduating with honors, and she is being honored in her field in a national way.
Ella se está graduando con honores y las están honrando de una manera nacional.
Brittany Martin, class of 2023, was one of 10 optometry students from across the country invited to participate in the VSP Vision Premier Program annual meeting in Scottsdale, Arizona. Only a handful of folks from across this discipline in the country were invited, and Brittany is operating in her season at the top of her contemporaries, and she's being honored in national discussions. And so she's got a lot going on. We have thoroughly enjoyed having her a part of the family at New Life and the small group on Tuesdays and Wednesday nights. That's a lot, huh? Yeah. So she's doing really good, and we love having her here.
La hermana Brittany la está haciendo muy bien y estamos amados que ella estuvo con nosotros.
Yeah. And for the near term, she'll be in Atlanta and then moving back to Hoover for a short period of time, but she'll be working and living in Montgomery after that. So we just want to be praying for her. I'm glad we had prayer for her tonight, because we want to send her off with the anointing of God on her life. She's an excellent young person, and she's achieving and growing and excelling in her craft. You want to say hey and bye to the church?
I really have a voice, but it's just been a wonderful 6 years since I've been here. I remember before I left, I was pursuing, you know, optometry, and I said, God, wherever I go, I need you to plant me in a church that preaches truth, not watered down doctrine, but sound doctrine. And I remember when I looked on Google, I found New Life, and I started listening to the archives, because I needed to know for sure that you were preaching truth, you know. So, God eventually, you know, led me here. And I'll never forget when we were on Ruffner Road, I was walking up the steps into the building, and whoever was at the front door, they greeted me. They said, praise the Lord. And God spoke to me and said, this is the place you need to be. And I've been here ever since. So, I'm so grateful for all the wonderful relationships I built since I've been here. I'm very grateful for my Bible study, grateful for my leaders, grateful for you, Pastor Sutton, and all the support you've given me over the past 6 years. I just pray that you guys continue to pray for me, bless me, pray for me and bless me, and also just help me to just always remember, you know, my source and my provider. I know I didn't get this far because of my own doing, but I know it's God that's dwelling within me. So I don't want to lose sight of that. But thank you.
We need apostolics everywhere doing everything. We need them involved at every part of our community and our economy.
Necesitamos apostólicos en todas partes, en cada parte de la economía, en todos lugares.
And we need them to excel everywhere they go.
Y necesitamos que sean excelentes donde quiera que vayan.
Because we have to bring the light of the kingdom.
Porque tenemos que llevar la luz del reino.
And it gives you a lot greater range of access when you are succeeding in your craft.
Y te da más acceso y te da más influencia cuando eres bueno en lo que haces.
And you make your father look good.
Y haces a tu padre que se mire bien.
That's exactly right. Somebody say praise the Lord.
Alguien diga gloria a Dios.
So we're looking forward to a Christmas season here.
Estamos esperando la temporada de la Navidad.
And so the next weekend is pretty much closed down except for family fellowships and all of the wonderful things that you're going to be doing in your homes and with your families.
La siguiente fin de semana va a estar cerrado aquí nomás. Lo que va a estar abierto va a ser todas las cosas maravillosas que haces con tu familia.
But we're going to hit the new year running.
Pero vamos a empezar corriendo en este nuevo año.
With a sleepy 2 p.m. service on New Year's Day.
Con un servicio en el año nuevo a las 2 de la tarde.
And then we're going to detox from all of this banana pudding.
Y luego vamos a quitarnos todo esta que hemos comido.
And we're going to spend a week of prayer and fasting.
Y vamos a pasar una semana de ayuno y oración.
Just to let the devil know.
Nomás para dejar saber al diablo.
That we might be feasting and partying.
Que tal vez estamos comiendo ahorita.
But we haven't forgot how to get a hold of God.
Pero no se nos ha olvidado cómo agarrar a Dios.
And we're going to dedicate 2023.
Y vamos a dedicar 2023.
As a year of revival.
Como un año de avivamiento.
And a year of harvest.
Y un año de cosecha.
And a year of growth.
Y un año de crecimiento.
In our personal lives and in the church.
En la vida personal y en la vida de la iglesia.
And we're believing God.
Y creemos a Dios.
For a great outpouring of the Holy Ghost.
Por un derramamiento del Espíritu Santo en este lugar.
And I know the prophecy is winding down.
Y yo sé la profecía ya se está acabando.
And I know the end times are here.
Y los tiempos finales ya están aquí.
But I believe in end time revival.
Pero yo quiero en avivamientos finales.
And I believe in people getting the Holy Ghost unto the day that Jesus comes.
Y yo pienso que tan van a recibir el Espíritu Santo hasta que viene Jesús.
All let's give God some praise and magnify
Vamos
him.
Vamos a darle gloria a Dios y magnificarlo a él.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
So we're going to take another text this evening in the book of Esther.
So vamos a tomar un texto en el libro de Esther.
And revisit some of the conversation we had this morning.
Y vamos a hablar de la conversación que hablamos esta mañana.
Esther chapter 4 and beginning in verse 13.
Esther capítulo 4 versículo 13.
Then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, "Think not with thyself that thou shalt escape in the king's house more than all the Jews. For if thou altogether hold thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. And who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" Then Esther bade them return to Mordecai this answer, "Go and gather all the Jews that are present in Shushan and fast for me. Neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. And I also and my maidens will fast likewise. And so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish." If you would, as you're seated tonight, let's give God thanks and praise for his word forever settled in the heavens.
Si mientras estás sentado esta noche, ¿por qué no le das palmas al Señor?
We thank you, mighty God, for your word.
Te damos gracias, Señor, por tu
we
palabra.
We praise you for the privilege of handling it.
Te alabamos por el privilegio de manejar tu palabra.
We pray, God, you would bless it and break it.
Oramos que la bendigas y la compartas.
And that you would use it to feed the multitudes.
Y que la usas para darle de comer a la multitud.
And that you would send us forth with your word.
Y que tú nos mandas con tu palabra.
And help us, God, to touch a lost city.
Y nos ayudas a tocar una ciudad perdida.
We pray that you would do it in the name above every name.
Oramos y pedimos que lo hagas sobre todo nombre.
In Jesus' name.
En el nombre de Jesús.
And everybody said amen.
Y todos digan amén.
As you're seated, clap your hands, lift your voice, magnify God.
Magnifiquen a Dios.
Praise God. So we cherish the fellowship and the memory of Brother Daniel Blash.
Apreciamos la memoria del hermano Daniel Blash.
The last time he was with us at a marriage retreat.
La última vez que estaba con nosotros en un servicio de los casados.
He began a session by saying this.
Empezó su lección con diciendo esto.
He said that most people wish that they were someone else.
Él dice que casi todas las personas quisieran ser alguien más.
That they were somewhere else.
Que estuvieran en otro lugar.
And they were doing something else.
Y que estuvieran haciendo algo otra cosa.
Praise God. That sounds to me like people who have not received a revelation of who they are.
Eso se escucha a mí como alguien que no ha recibido la revelación de quién
and
eres.
And who God is.
Y quién es Dios.
And what the plan of God
y cuál
is.
Es el plan de Dios.
Because for healthy apostolics,
porque para apostólicos saludables,
we're glad to be who we are.
Estamos apreciados, agradecidos.
We're glad to be where we are.
Estamos agradecidos estar donde estamos.
And we're glad to be doing what we're doing.
Y estamos agradecidos estar haciendo lo que estamos haciendo.
I just want to say that again.
Yo quiero decirlo otra vez.
As born again, Holy Ghost filled apostolics.
Como apostólicos que hemos nacido otra vez.
As people walking in the name of Jesus.
Como personas caminando en el nombre de Jesús.
We're glad to be who we are.
Estamos agradecidos ser como
somos.
We're
one God apostolic.
Somos un Dios apostólico.
Tongue talking.
Hablamos en lengua.
Jesus name.
Amamos a Jesús.
Born again believers.
Y creemos otra vez.
We have an appointment in the heavens.
Tenemos una cita en el cielo.
We have a God who knows no limitations.
Tenemos un Dios que no tiene limitaciones.
And we believe the word of God is coming to pass.
La palabra de Dios que está cumplida.
My God, who wouldn't want to be standing in that?
Oh, ¿quién no quiere estar parado en eso?
And I'm glad to be where I am.
Estoy agradecido, no estoy
I'm
yo.
Glad to be in the house of God.
Estoy agradecido estar en la casa
I'm glad
de Dios.
To be in the field of God.
Estoy agradecido estar en el campo de Dios.
I'm glad to work in his harvest.
Estoy agradecido trabajar en su cosecha.
I'm glad to be where the winds of prophecy and Holy Ghost have placed
estoy
me.
Agradecido estar en el profecía y me mandó el Espíritu Santo.
And I'm glad to be doing what I'm doing.
Estoy agradecido haciendo lo que
estoy
I'm haciendo.
Glad to be serving God.
Estoy contento servir a Dios.
I'm glad to be husbanding
estoy contento de ser un esposo
and fathering
y ser un padre
and grandfathering
y ser un abuelo
and pastoring
y ser un pastor
or bishoping or whatever I'm doing
o ser un obispo lo que estoy haciendo.
I am glad for what God is doing.
Estoy agradecido por lo que Dios
somebody
está haciendo.
Say praise the Lord.
Alguien diga gloria a Dios.
If you're feeling like you're without vision.
Si te sientes que no tienes visión.
And you're feeling like you're without purpose.
Y si te sientes que no tienes propósito.
And you're not really happy with yourself.
Y no estás contento con tu ser.
The cure for that is found in the presence of God.
La cura para eso está en la presencia de
Because
Dios.
In the presence of God.
Porque en la presencia de Dios.
You'll see him for who he is.
Vas a ver a él como él es.
You'll see you for who you are.
Y te vas a ver a ti como tú eres.
And then as Isaiah found out.
Y luego como Isaías se dio cuenta.
God will give you a place and a mission.
Dios te da un lugar y una misión.
Somebody say praise the Lord.
Alguien diga gloria a Dios.
Well, praise God. And in this scripture text today,
y en esta escritura esta noche,
we spent quite a while on the story of Esther today.
Estamos en la historia de Esther esta mañana.
And we used it as a backdrop to talk about archetypal stories.
Y lo usamos como un contexto para hablar de las historias que tienen sentido.
And patterns.
Y patrones.
And parables.
Y parábolas.
And we see these same stories repeating and echoing throughout the Bible and through life.
Y miramos estas historias resonando en la vida y en toda la Biblia.
And in the moment of crisis in this story.
Y en el momento de crisis en esta historia.
And there had been a decree made to kill all the Jews.
Había un mandato para mandar a todos los judíos.
Mordecai told Esther.
Mardaqueo le dijo a Esther.
He said, "You're going to have to go in and appeal to the king for the life of your own people."
Tú vas a tener que hablar con el rey y aconsejarlo que para la vida de su propio pueblo.
She was resistant because there was a rule, a law of the Medes and Persians.
Ella estaba resistiendo porque había una ley de los medianos y los persios.
Which simply said you could not go into the court of the king.
Que simplemente dice no puedes ir a la corte del rey.
Uninvited.
Si no te invita.
And if you did, you would die.
Y si tú lo haces, vas a ser matado.
Unless he extended the golden scepter to
solamente
you.
Si él te extiende la mara de oro.
But after she understood the necessity,
pero después que ella entendió la necesidad,
she would make some statements.
Ella iba a hacer unas declaraciones.
Mordecai said, "Listen, if you don't go in, not only will your people die, but your father's house is going to be destroyed."
Mardoqueo le dijo, dice, si tú no vas, no solamente tú, pero la casa de tu padre va a ser destruida.
And he said, "Who knows but that you've come to the kingdom for such a time as this?"
Y dice, ¿quién sabe, pero tal vez viniste al reino para un tiempo como este?
And after hearing that,
y después de escuchar eso,
she said, "I want you to fast and pray with me."
Él dijo, quiero que ayunes y ores conmigo.
And she said, "After 3 days, then I'm going to go into the presence of the king."
Y dijo, después de tres días voy a entrar en la presencia del rey.
"I will go into the king."
Yo voy a entrar al rey.
And she said, "If I perish, I perish."
Y dice, si me muero, me muero.
And so this is an extremely tense moment in the story, and the tension of the story is ratcheted up.
So esto es un momento con mucho suspenso, y la suspenso está muy grande.
It begins with this idea from Mordecai.
Empieza con esta idea de Mardaqueo.
He says, "Who knows but that you've come to the kingdom for such a time as this?"
Dice, ¿quién sabe, pero tal vez viniste al reino por un tiempo como este?
Now the kingdom in this story and in Esther's life.
Ahora el reino en esta historia en la vida de Esther.
Was the kingdom of Persia.
Es el reino de Persia.
Which had been superimposed over the kingdom of Babylon.
Que habías puesto sobre encima del reino de Babilonia.
When the Medes and the Persians conquered Babylon.
Cuando los medios y los persios conquistaron a Babilonia.
But the Babylonians were the servants of God.
Pero los babilonios servían a Dios.
And they were working for God.
Ellos estaban trabajando para Dios.
In the judgment of Israel and the destruction of Jerusalem.
En el juicio de Israel y en la destrucción de Jerusalén.
And then the Persians would be used.
Y luego los persios los iban a usar.
For the rebuilding of the temple and the walls.
La reconstrucción del templo y el muro.
And so they were also an extension of the kingdom of God.
So ellos también eran una extensión del reino de Dios.
And in this story as a parable.
Y en esta historia como una parábola.
The king Ahasuerus.
El rey Asuero.
And his interaction with Esther.
Y su interacción con Esther.
Is a parable of sorts about people coming in and becoming the bride of the king.
Es una parábola de las personas entrando y siéndose la esposa del rey.
Which resonates all the way through the history of Israel and down into the church age.
Que resuena en toda la historia hasta el tiempo de la iglesia en este día.
And so the kingdom has to be identified.
So el reino tiene que ser identificado.
So in that day particularly the kingdom was Persia.
En ese día particularmente el reino era Persia.
And the king was Ahasuerus.
Y el rey era Asuero.
But I want you to know tonight that we are also part of a kingdom.
Pero yo quiero que sepan esta noche también somos parte nosotros de un
reino.
And
the same can be said for us.
Y lo mismo se puede decir de nosotros.
Who knows but that you've come to the kingdom.
¿Quién sabe, pero tal vez has venido al reino?
For such a time as this.
Por un tiempo como este.
Now the kingdom that we would be talking about is the kingdom of God.
El reino en que estamos hablando es el reino de Dios.
Or the kingdom of heaven.
O el reino de los cielos.
John the Baptist was calling Israel and saying, "You need to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
Juan el Bautista decía, "Te tienes que arrepentir porque el reino de Dios está aquí."
And when Jesus went forth to preach, he said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
Y cuando Jesús fue a predicar dijo arrepiéntanse que el reino está aquí.
But this is not a kingdom that is geographic in nature.
Pero esto no es un reino que tiene un lugar.
It's not a kingdom with palaces made of stone and gold and silver.
No es un reino con palacios hechos de oro y plata.
But Paul would say the kingdom of heaven.
Pero Pablo dijo el reino de Dios.
Is not meat and drink.
No es carne ni bebida.
It's not natural things.
No son cosas naturales.
But it's righteousness.
Pero es justicia.
And peace
y paz
and joy
y gozo
in the Holy Ghost.
En el Espíritu Santo.
Jesus explained it to Nicodemus.
Jesús le explicó eso a Nicodemo.
He said, "Nicodemus, unless you're born again, you can't get into the kingdom."
Nicodemo, si no naces otra vez, no puedes entrar al reino.
You can't even see the kingdom.
Ni siquiera puedes ver el reino.
And he said, "You must be born of the water and of the Spirit to enter into the kingdom."
Tienes que ser nacido del agua y del espíritu para entrar en el reino.
The birth in the water is baptism in the name of Jesus.
El nacimiento en el agua es bautismo en el nombre de Jesús.
And the birth in the Spirit is the receiving of the Holy Ghost.
Y el nacimiento del Espíritu es cuando recibes el Espíritu Santo.
This is repeated all through the book of Acts.
Esto está repetido en el libro de los Hechos.
Beginning in Acts chapter 2.
Empezando en Hechos 2.
And men and women receive the Spirit of God.
Hombres y mujeres recibieron el Espíritu de Dios.
And when they do, they know it.
Y cuando lo hicieron lo sabían.
Because they begin to speak in the kingdom's language.
Porque empezaron a hablar el idioma del reino.
They begin to speak in languages they never learned.
Empezaron a hablar un idioma que ellos nunca aprendieron.
And they are all baptized.
Y todos fueron bautizados.
Not sprinkled.
No echados agua poquito.
But immersed.
Pero sometidos.
Submerged.
Sometidos abajo.
In water.
En el agua.
In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Nobody in the kingdom.
Nadie en el reino.
Was baptized in the titles.
Fue bautizado en los títulos.
Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Padre, Hijo, Espíritu Santo.
That was a late development.
Eso fue un desarrollo más al día.
300 years after Jesus.
Eso fue 300 años después.
Birthed in the Roman Roman Catholic Church.
Que nació en la Iglesia Católica.
It is not biblical.
Eso no es bíblico.
I don't know whose kingdom it is.
No sé de quién es ese
but
reino.
It's not God's kingdom.
Pero no es el reino de Dios.
But if you want to be in God's kingdom,
y si quieres estar en el reino de Dios,
tonight you can walk in the door.
Esta noche puedes caminar
with repentance.
Con arrepentimiento.
Water baptism in the name
con
of Jesus.
El bautismo en el nombre de Jesús.
And the infilling of the Holy Ghost.
Y ser lleno con el Espíritu Santo.
And that's the first day of your life in the kingdom.
Y ese es el primer día de tu vida en el reino.
Somebody say amen.
Alguien diga amén.
Everybody that's glad to have your name in the kingdom's role said amen.
Todos los que quieren tener el,
everybody that's glad to be filled with the Spirit of the Father
todos
say
los que
amen.
Tienen el Espíritu del Padre, digan amen.
Everybody that's glad to bear the name of Jesus say
todos
amen.
Que están contentos tener el nombre, digan amen.
My God, let's give him a little high praise and magnify him.
En este lugar.
Ah, hallelujah. But what Mordecai said to Esther intimated purpose and destiny and calling.
Lo que Mardaqueo le dijo a Esther significaba propósito y llamamiento.
He suggested that there was a specific destiny involved in her being there now and in this place.
Él sugirió que había un destino especial para ella porque ella estaba involucrado en ese lugar en ese tiempo.
And I think that it easily scales out and extends to you in this house tonight.
Yo pienso que eso fácilmente se extiende a ti en este lugar esta noche.
I don't think I damaged the scripture at all by saying you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this.
Yo no creo que daño la escritura cuando te digo que tú has venido al reino por un tiempo como este.
And that your life is strategic.
Y tu vida es estratégica.
And that God knows you.
Y que Dios te conoce a ti.
And that you are called to be a vessel in his hand.
Y tú eres sido llamado una instrumento
and that you are called to a very specific purpose.
Y tú eres llamado para un específico propósito.
And that you are called to a very specific destiny.
Y tienes un destino específico.
And that God has a plan for you.
Y Dios tiene un plan para ti.
And this is not some random jumble of humanity coming together here.
Y esto no más no es coincidencia de la humanidad juntándose.
I want you to understand that he knows every single person in this house tonight.
Quiero que entiendan que él conoce cada persona en este lugar.
And he knows exactly how he wants to use you.
Y él sabe exactamente cómo te quiere usar.
And he knows exactly what he wants to do with you.
Y él sabe exactamente lo que quiere hacer contigo.
And some people struggle with that specificity of the ways of God.
Y algunos batallan con esa especificación del camino de Dios.
But I read Jesus saying that there's not a sparrow that falls that he doesn't know about it.
Pero yo leo a Jesús que no hay ningún pájaro que se cae que él no sabe.
And he says he knows the number of hairs on your head.
Él dice él sabe el número de cabellos que tienes en tu cabeza.
And some of us spare God some of the work.
Y algunos le quitamos al Dios el trabajo.
In the days of the prophet Elijah, the king of Assyria was told, "There is a prophet in Israel that knows what you're doing in your bedchamber."
En el día de Asirio dijo, "Hay un profeta en Israel que sabe lo que haces en tu cuarto."
And here's the 147th Psalm.
Y este es el Salmo 147.
Praise the Lord.
Alaben a Dios.
It's good to sing praises to God.
Es bueno cantar a Dios.
It's pleasant.
Es agradable.
He said the Lord builds up Jerusalem.
Él dice, el Señor construye Jerusalén.
And he gathers together the outcasts of Israel.
Y junta a los extranjeros afuera de Israel.
I want to suggest to you he knows who they are.
Yo quiero que decirte que él sabe quiénes son.
And he knows where they are.
Y él sabe dónde están.
And I also want to suggest to you that you have been gathered here tonight.
Y también te quiero sugestionar que tú has asistido a juntado aquí.
And in your American mentality you may think, no, I chose to come and I chose to live for God and I chose to be here tonight.
Y en tu mente americana tú dices, yo escogí estar aquí.
Well, there's a lot of that at play.
Y hay mucho de eso que está jugando.
But the word of God is very clear.
Pero la palabra de Dios es muy clara.
You can't come unless he calls you.
Tú no puedes venir si él no te llama.
I want you to understand,
yo
like he gathers
entienda.
Israel,
así como él trajo Israel,
he has gathered you
él te ha juntado a ti,
to himself
a él mismo,
with purpose,
con propósito,
with destiny,
con destino,
with calling.
Con llamamiento.
Somebody, I feel so much Holy Ghost flowing in this
Espíritu
house
Santo fluyendo
right
en
now.
Este lugar.
He healeth the broken in heart.
Él sana al quebrantado de corazón.
He binds up their wounds.
Él sana sus heridas.
He knows them.
Él los conoce.
He knows their brokenness.
Él conoce sus
he
caídas.
Knows their pain.
Él conoce sus dolores.
If you're sitting here and you think God has lost sight of you, I want you to know he knows everything about you.
Si tú estás plantado aquí y estás perdido, piensas que Dios ha perdido tu camino, Él conoce todo de ti.
And he's got purpose for
y Él
you.
Tiene propósito para
and
ti.
He has destiny
y Él
for
tiene
you.
Destino para ti.
Isaiah 53 said he bears our griefs and carries our sorrows.
Isaías 53 él carga nuestras cargas.
The fourth verse of this chapter.
El versículo 4.
He knows the number of the stars.
Él conoce el número de las estrellas.
And he calls them by their names.
Y él los llama por su nombre.
There are it is innumerable.
Hay muchas estrellas.
You can't count them. There's so many.
No las puedes contar, son muchas.
There are hundreds of billions of galaxies.
Hay cientos y billones de galaxias.
And hundreds of billions of stars in those galaxies.
Y cientos y billones de galaxias.
You do the math.
Usted haga la matemática.
But he knows them.
Pero él las conoce.
And he calls them by their name.
Y él los llama todos por su
nombre. Is there anybody here tonight that you have heard God call your name?
¿Habrá alguien aquí que Dios ha escuchado llamar
tu nombre? I want you to know he knows everybody in this place.
Yo quiero sepa, él conoce a todos en este
he
lugar.
Knows your waking.
Él sabe tu mañana.
He knows when you lay your head down
él sabe
at night.
Cuando te duermes en la
he
noche.
Knows when you're happy. He knows when you're broken.
Él sabe cuando estás feliz y cuando estás quebrado.
He knows you and he loves you.
Él te conoce y él te ama.
It's that interesting dynamic of the kingdom. He knows you better than anybody and he loves you better than anybody.
Es la dinámica interesante del reino. Él te conoce y él te ama más que nadie.
Somebody say praise God.
Great
is our Lord.
Grande es nuestro Señor.
And his understanding is infinite.
Y su entendimiento es infinito.
The Lord lifts up the meek.
El Señor levanta al caído.
Cast down the wicked.
Y el Señor echa abajo el malvado.
Turn to your neighbor and tell him he knows you.
Él te conoce.
No, touch him and say, no, he really knows you. My God, he knows. Listen, you might hide from your mama, you might hide from your daddy, you might hide from the preacher, but you can't hide anything from God. That's what repentance is. It's just bringing what God already knows, and you're lowering your pride to a level where you can do business with God.
Tal vez te escondes de tu mamá, tal vez te escondes de tu papá, tal vez te escondes de los demás, pero es lo que el arrepentimiento es. Tú traes tus problemas ante Dios, lo que Él ya sabe.
That's right. He told Jeremiah.
Él le dijo a Jeremías.
He said, "Before I formed you in your mama's belly,
antes que formé en la vientre de tu madre,
I knew you.
Ya te conocía."
Now that opens up a big conversation, doesn't
eso abre una conversación muy grande.
And before you came forth out of the womb,
y antes que salieras del vientre,
I sanctified
yo
you.
Yo te santifiqué.
Praise God. God knew you in the birthing room.
Dios te conoce cuando estabas naciendo.
If you were born in the back of a taxi, God was there.
Si tú naciste atrás de un taxi, Dios ya
estaba
ahí.
If you were born in a barn somewhere, God was there.
Si tú naciste en una granja, Dios estaba ahí.
It doesn't matter the status or the economic power of the place.
No importa el estatus o la economía del lugar.
God knows every new life that comes into the world.
Dios conoce toda la nueva vida que viene al mundo.
And beyond that, he's got purpose and calling and destiny. For every little baby.
Para cada bebé.
Abortion is wrong for a million reasons.
Aborto es malo por millón de razones.
But it's the abortion of the plan of God.
Pero es el aborto del plan de Dios.
It's the abortion of purpose and destiny.
Es el aborto del plan y el propósito.
Somebody say praise God.
Alguien diga gloria a Dios.
How many of you could testify tonight about something really sweet that God did for you?
¿Cuántos pueden testificar esta noche de algo muy dulce que Dios hizo por ustedes?
But I mean one of those things that nobody else knew about, but it was like God just dropped it, and as soon as you saw it, it was he knows me.
Una de esas cosas tan bonitos que no nadie más lo sabía y cuando lo dejó ya era interesante, muy grande.
Something you wanted but you thought maybe you wouldn't ever get it.
Algo que tú querías pero tal vez pensaste que nunca lo ibas a agarrar.
Something that was precious to you but you had set it on the side for the kingdom of God.
Algo que era precioso para ti pero lo pusiste a un lado para el reino de Dios.
Anybody here testify that God has just dropped a handful of purpose on you like that?
¿Alguien aquí puede testificar que Dios puso propósito en tu vida?
When Tim and Carol Simino went to Tanzania.
Cuando Tim and Carol Simino fueron a Tanzania,
they were my first teachers in the Baton Rouge church.
Fueron mis primer maestros en la iglesia de Baton Rouge.
They taught young adults class on Sunday mornings.
Ellos enseñaban a los jóvenes adultos en los domingos en la mañana.
And Tim is a real serious kind of guy.
Y Tim es alguien muy serio.
With like a little dark humor underneath the surface there.
Con humor oscuro abajo de la de su personaje.
And he was raised up down in South Louisiana.
Y él fue crecido en Sur Louisiana.
And he was a welder by trade.
Y fue un soldador por su trabajo.
And he loved to hunt and fish.
Le amaba cazar y pescar.
But when he came into the kingdom of God,
pero cuando vino al reino de
and
Dios,
he began to get serious about it,
y le empezó a tomar seriedad,
he set aside his hunting.
Puso a un lado su casamiento.
He set aside those things that he really loved.
Puso a un lado las cosas que él amaba.
To pursue the kingdom of God.
Para seguir al reino de Dios.
Years later, after they had grown in God and applied for mission status in Africa.
Años después de eso, cuando aplicaron al estatus de misionero.
And they went there as missionaries for the United Pentecostal Church.
Y fueron como pentecostal misioneros de la UPC.
Tanzania is where you find the Serengeti.
Tanzania es donde encuentras la Serengeti.
And Mount Kilimanjaro.
Y el Mount Kilimanjaro.
And the Maasai are there.
Y los Maasai están ahí.
The Maasai are hunters. They have like a 14-inch steel tip on their spears.
Los Maasai son cazadores. Tienen como un largo muy largo en sus espadas.
It'll go right through a car door.
Y puede pasar por una puerta de un carro.
And that's the environment they went into.
Y esa es la atmósfera donde ellos entraron.
But as he navigated the business of missions,
y mientras navegaban los negocios de eso,
and as he began to build the work of God in Tanzania,
y mientras estaba trabajando la obra de Dios en ese lugar,
God did something really nice for Tim Simino.
Dios hizo algo muy bonito para esa persona.
He was the first non-African to ever have license to hunt freely in the Serengeti.
Era el primer persona que no era africano tenía licencia para cazar en ese lugar.
He could go anytime he wanted.
Él podía ir a cualquier hora que él quería.
And when he would take down an antelope,
y cuando él mataba un animal,
he would hold his rifle up and shake it.
Él agarraba su rifle y lo sacudía.
Because the Maasai were always watching.
Porque los Maasai siempre estaban mirando.
And he would leave them a haunch.
Y él les dejaba un mantón.
Or something for their families.
O algo para sus familias.
Because he was hunting on their ancestral hunting grounds.
Porque estaba cazando en sus lugares de sus ancestros.
But he said, you know, God just came back around something I had placed on the altar that I love, but I gave it up for him, never thinking I'd ever see it again. God came around the backside of the mountain and surprised me with a hunting license in the most unbelievable hunting spot in the world.
Y él cuando él estaba lo que puso en el altar lo puso alrededor de él y Dios se lo dio a él cuando él no lo esperaba lo que había puesto en el altar y cazó en un lugar donde no muchos pueden cazar.
God knows you.
Dios te conoce a ti.
God knows what you love.
Dios conoce lo que
tú amas. God knows what you need.
Dios conoce lo que tú necesitas.
God knows how to bring the present to you.
Dios conoce cómo sabe cómo darte el regalo.
God knows how to touch you and you say, that is so sweet what he just did. Nobody knows this but him.
Dios sabe tocarte de una manera tan dulce que nadie sabe más que él.
Somebody say praise the Lord.
Alguien diga gloria a Dios.
If God's ever done anything like that for you, I want you to praise him for it right now.
Si Dios ha hecho algo maravilloso, ¿por qué no le dan palmas al Señor?
Ah, we give you praise, oh God.
Oh Dios, te damos alabanzas.
You are shaped, you are sized, you are oriented for God's purpose in your life.
Tú eres formado y figurado para el propósito de Dios en tu vida.
God chose you while you were in the womb.
Dios te escogió cuando estabas en la vientre.
He's got a job for you.
Y Dios tiene un trabajo para ti.
Others have come before you.
Otros han venido antes.
And they've walked in the faith of this thing.
Y han caminado en la fe de esto.
And Abel offered up the right sacrifice.
Y Abel ofreció el sacrificio correcto.
And you can offer up the right sacrifice.
Y tú puedes ofrecer el sacrificio correcto.
Somebody say praise the Lord.
Alguien diga gloria a Dios.
And Enoch walked in a day that was so dark God was going to wash the world away.
Y Enoco caminó en un lugar tan duro que Dios iba a limpiar el lugar.
But he had this testimony.
Pero tenía este testimonio.
That he pleased God.
Que él agradó a Dios.
And you can please God.
Y tú puedes agradar a Dios.
Somebody say praise God.
Alguien diga gloria a Dios.
And Noah lived in a day that that was so dark, God was washing the world away.
Y Noé vivió en un tiempo muy oscuro que Dios estaba quitando el mundo.
But he built an ark for the salvation of his family.
Pero construyó una arca para salvar a su familia.
And you can be obedient.
Y tú puedes tener
And you can walk in righteousness.
Y tú puedes caminar
in an ungodly world.
En un mundo que no
And you can
Dios.
Build an ark
y tú puedes
for the saving of your family.
Para salvar a tu familia.
I'm just telling you, this is your day.
Yo te digo, este es
you
tu día.
Come to the kingdom for this time.
Tú has venido al reino por este tiempo.
They came to the kingdom for their time.
Ellos vinieron al reino por su
But
tiempo.
God's got a job for you
Pero Dios
today.
Tiene trabajo para ti este
And
día.
There's a calling for you today.
Y hay un llamamiento en tu vida este día.
And you can do it.
Y tú lo puedes hacer.
Because others have come before you.
Porque otros han pasado.
Abram and Isaac and Jacob.
Abraham, Isaac, y Jacob.
And all of these, the parents, Jochebed of the mother of Moses.
Y todo esto es el padre, la mamá, Jochebed, del mamá de Moisés.
Playing their crucial part in the drama of the kingdom of God.
Jugando su parte crucial en el reino de Dios.
For Jochebed, sustaining the deliverer of Israel.
Para Jochebed, sosteniendo el liberador de Israel.
For Moses, making a decision that he would rather be a part of the kingdom of God than a part of the riches of Egypt.
Para Moisés, haciendo una decisión, es mejor ser parte del reino que de Egipto.
If you're going to be a part of God's kingdom, you're going to have to make some choices.
Si vas a ser una parte del reino, tienes que hacer unas
decisiones. Because you can't do this and have a foot in Egypt and a foot in the kingdom.
No puedes hacer esto y tener un pie en Egipto y un pie en Israel.
You got to come out.
Tienes que salir del mundo.
So that you can go back in.
Para poder para atrás.
And be what God's called you to be.
Para hacer lo que Dios te ha llamado ser.
You've got to come out from among them.
Tienes que salir de ellos.
And be ye separate.
Y ser separados.
You've got to kill the Egyptian.
Tienes que matar a los egipcios.
You've got to bury him deep.
Tienes que enterrarlo profundo.
And then you need to get on with what God has for you.
Y luego tienes que seguir lo que Dios tiene para ti.
Somebody said praise the Lord.
Alguien diga gloria a Dios.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
I love this in Malachi.
Amo esto en Malaquías.
Malachi says that those that feared the Lord spoke often one to another.
Malaquías dice aquellos que temen a Dios hablan al diario con ellos.
And the Lord heard it.
Y el Señor lo escuchó.
When you're talking about him, he hears it.
Cuando hablas de él, él lo escucha.
Don't you like it when people are talking about you but it's good?
No te gusta cuando están hablando de ti y es bueno.
I don't mean a normal type of
no,
people talking about you.
Una conversación normal.
But I mean, you walk up on them and they're talking about what a wonderful person you are.
Pero digo, estás entrando y estás hablando de qué tan buena persona eres.
Or how nice and kind and sweet and all you are.
O qué tan bueno y dulce de persona eres.
God likes that too.
Dios le gusta eso también.
And when you're talking to somebody about how great God is.
Y cuando hablas con alguien que te qué tan grande es Dios.
God is a terrible eavesdropper.
Dios le gusta escuchar.
He's listening in.
Él está escuchando.
The Lord heard it.
El Señor lo escuchó.
And a book of remembrance was written before him.
Y un libro para acordarse lo fue escrito.
For those that feared the Lord.
Para los que temían a Dios.
And thought upon his name.
Y pensaban en su nombre.
He said, man, every time you talk about me, right, I'm going to write it down in my book.
Él dijo, cada vez que hablan de mí lo voy a escribir en mi libro.
And he said, in the day that I make up my jewels.
Dice, en el día que yo hago mi joyerías.
I'm going to spare them.
Yo los voy a perdonar.
As a man spares his son that serves him.
Como un hombre perdona a su hijo que lo sirve.
He said, I'm coming back to get these.
Dice, yo voy a venir para atrás a agarrar a esto.
Somebody say praise the Lord.
Alguien diga gloria a Dios.
Touch your neighbor and tell him God knows you.
Tocan a su vecino y dile, Dios te conoce.
Now tell him, I've come to the kingdom.
Ahora dile, yo he venido al reino.
I'm in the kingdom.
Yo estoy en el reino.
Come on, if you've got the Holy Ghost and you've got the name of Jesus, tell somebody, I'm in the kingdom.
Si tienes el Espíritu y has sido bautizado, dile,
and
yo
I've come to the kingdom.
Y yo he venido al reino.
For such a time
por un
as this.
Como este.
This is my day.
Este es mi día.
This is my hour.
Este es mi hora.
This is my destiny.
Este es mi destino.
We're going to live for God.
Vamos a servir
we're
a Dios.
We're going to cause trouble for
vamos
the
a
devil.
Causar problemas al diablo.
And we're going to win our city.
Y vamos a ganar la ciudad.
Well, praise God.
Alabado sea el Señor.
Do you know your destiny? Do you know your calling? Do you know your purpose?
¿Saben su destino? ¿Saben su llamamiento? ¿Saben su propósito?
Draw close.
Acérquense.
Draw close.
Acérquense.
As she's pursuing this destiny.
Como él persigue este destino.
She says.
Él dice.
All right, I'll go in before the king.
Ella dice, voy a entrar al rey.
And that's what you've got to do.
Y es lo que tienes que hacer tú.
If you want to know your calling and your destiny,
saber tu llamamiento y tu destino,
and your purpose,
y tu propósito,
because you have one,
porque lo tienes,
and it's God's design
y es,
for you,
y es el diseño de Dios para ti.
You were made in His image.
Tú fuiste hecho en su imagen.
He's known you all your life.
Él te ha conocido toda su
and
vida.
He's already got it choreographed.
Y él ya lo tiene planeado.
He just needs you to wake up to it.
Nomás necesita que te despiertes.
Like Abram in the promised land.
Como Abraham en la tierra prometida.
When God said, "Now lift up your eyes, Abram, and look east, west, north, and
cuando
south."
Dios dijo, "Levanta tus ojos, mira al este, oeste."
First, you got to see it.
Primero lo tienes que ver.
You got to see your calling and your destiny.
Tienes que ver tu llamamiento y tu destino.
I'm not calling you to be a preacher.
Yo no te estoy llamando para ser un
predicador. I'm calling you to be a good man.
Pero te estoy llamando para ser un
buen hombre. I'm calling you to be a good friend.
Para que seas un buen amigo.
I'm calling you to be a good hand on the
para
job.
Para que seas un buen trabajo en la
I'm calling you to be a good husband.
Te estoy llamando para ser un buen esposo.
I'm calling you to be a good wife.
Te estoy llamando para ser una buena esposa.
I'm calling you to walk with excellence in every area of your life because you belong to Him.
Para que camines en excelencia en cada camino porque perteneces a Él.
And that's the beginning of all of our walks
y ese es el comienzo de todos nuestros caminos con Dios.
Somebody say praise the Lord.
Alguien diga gloria a Dios.
But He said, once you see it, Abraham,
pero dice, ya que lo mires, Abraham,
then I want you to begin to walk up and down in
ahora
it.
Pienso que quieres caminar en
and
todo
He
eso,
said,
Abraham,
everywhere your foot is planted,
donde quiera que tu pie toque,
I'm going to give it to
te lo
you.
Voy a dar a ti.
If you walk up and down in it, I'll give it to
si
you.
Tú caminas arriba y abajo sobre eso,
so when you see the calling of God,
so cuando miras el llamamiento
you've
de
got
Dios,
to start walking in it.
Tienes que caminar
you've
en got
to put aside some things.
Tienes que poner a un lado
you've
unas
got
cosas.
To put aside stupid games.
Tienes que poner los juegos a un lado.
You've got to put aside mindless activities.
Tienes que poner a un lado actividades sin
you've
propósito.
Got to put aside things that are not profitable.
Tienes que poner cosas a un lado que no
you've got to put aside things that are not like God.
Cosas que no son como Dios.
You've got to put aside things that may not be sin, but they are weights.
Cosas que tal vez no son pecados, pero son pesas.
And you've got to walk up and down in this
y tienes
thing.
Que caminar en esto.
Because that's how you take possession of it.
Porque así es como lo posees.
Because God can have a plan for you.
Porque Dios tiene un plan para ti.
But God has a plan for everyone that was ever born in the earth.
Pero Dios tiene un plan para todos los que han nacido en la tierra.
And God died for everyone that was ever born into the earth.
Y Dios murió por todos los que nacieron en esta tierra.
And there will be more of them in hell than in heaven.
Y van a haber más de ellos en el infierno que en el cielo.
And it's not because of the lack of a plan for their lives.
Y no es por la falta de plan en sus vidas.
It's simply because they didn't like who they were, where they were. They didn't like what they were doing.
Simplemente porque no les gustaba lo quién eran ellos, lo que estaban haciendo y
and
dónde
they
estaban.
They didn't agree with God's plan.
Y ellos
them.
No están en alineamiento con su plan de Dios.
Somebody say praise the Lord.
Alguien diga gloria a Dios.
And so she says, "I'm going to go in before the king."
Y ella dice, voy a entrar en la presencia del rey.
But before we do that, we've got to do some work.
Pero antes que hagamos eso, tenemos que trabajar.
We've got to do some consecration.
Tenemos que consagrarnos.
Because you've got to get a lot of stuff out of the way before you go into the presence of the king.
Porque necesitas quitar muchas cosas cuando vienes a la presencia del rey.
I understand you can come in like you are.
Yo entiendo puedes venir como estás.
God loves you like you are.
Dios te ama como estás.
And God will embrace you in the first stages of your innocence and your ignorance.
Y Dios te va a abrazar en tu inocencia y tu ignorancia.
But when you're wanting to do work and find out your identity in the kingdom.
Pero cuando quieres hacer trabajo y conocer tu identidad en el reino.
Esther's protocol is let's go on a 3-day fast.
Lo que hizo Esther es que metió a ayunar.
Let's shove the plate back.
Vamos a puchar el plato para atrás.
Let's don't eat anything for 3 days.
No vamos a comer nada por 3 días.
And I want all my friends to do it with me.
Y quiero que todos mis amigos lo hagan conmigo.
Let me tell you, if you can find a friend that'll fast 3 days with you, you got a friend.
Déjate digo, si tienes un amigo que ayuna 3 días contigo, es un buen amigo.
She said, we're going to consecrate.
Dice, nos vamos a consagrar.
And then we're going to go in and do business with the king.
Y luego vamos a hacer negocios con el rey.
You know what we're about to do for 2023?
¿Sabes lo que vamos a hacer en el 2023?
We're about to push the plate back.
Vamos a empujar el plato para atrás.
And I don't know what your schedule will be.
Y yo no sé cómo va a ser tu plan.
But we're going to set aside some carnal things.
Pero vamos a poner a un lado las cosas
and
carnales.
We're going to do business with the king.
Y vamos a negociar con el rey.
She said, I'm going into his presence.
Él dice, voy a entrar en su presencia.
I'm going to find an answer.
Y voy a encontrar una respuesta.
Well, praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
I want you to know God will talk to you.
Quiero que sepas, Dios
if
te
you
va a hablar.
Fast and pray, God will talk to you.
Si tú ayunas y oras,
if you
Dios
need
habla
an
contigo.
Answer, God will answer.
Si necesitas una respuesta,
if you
Dios
need
va
a door open, God will open a door.
Si necesitas una puerta abierta,
if you
Dios
need provision,
abre.
God will pour out provision.
Si necesitas provisión, Dios va
but
provir.
You've got to be ready to come into the king's
pero
throne
tienes que
room.
Estar listo a entrar al reino de Dios.
Somebody say praise God.
Alguien diga gloria a Dios.
And so she said, we're going to fast, we're going to pray.
So él dijo, vamos a ayunar, vamos a orar.
And when she got into his presence,
y cuando ella entró en su presencia,
because they had prepared their hearts,
porque habían preparado sus corazones,
Ahasuerus extended that golden scepter.
Ahasuero extendió esa vara de oro.
And I want you to know, you can, anybody in this house can call on God.
Yo quiero que sepan, cualquier persona en este lugar puede llamar a Dios.
Anybody in this city can call on God.
Todos en esta ciudad pueden llamar a Dios.
God will come down in the middle of a bar room and touch somebody's life.
Dios puede entrar en medio de una cantina y tocar la vida de alguien.
He doesn't know any limitations.
Él no conoce limitaciones.
But if you want to do kingdom business with God,
pero si quieres hacer negocios del reino con Dios,
you're going to have to do some consecration.
Tienes que consagrarte.
And you're going to have to press in.
Y tienes que empujar.
But I will tell you this.
Pero yo te digo esto.
If you do the lifting on the front end,
si tú levantas esto por delante,
God will extend the scepter to you.
Dios extiende esa vara de oro a ti.
And he said, "Come on in, Esther."
Él dice, "Ven, entra, Esther."
He said, "Sweetheart, anything you want."
Dulce, con lo que tú quieras.
Up to half of the kingdom.
Hasta el reino, a la mitad del reino.
That's because she was his wife.
Es porque era su esposa.
That's who you are.
Y eso sí es quién eres.
You're the bride of Christ.
Tú eres la esposa de Cristo.
You come on in, God's going to do business with you.
Tú puedes entrar, Dios va a hacer negocios contigo.
You know, I have found that God gives me more than I ask for.
Yo he encontrado que Dios me da más de lo que
I have found that God blesses me better than I expected.
Dios me bendice más de lo que yo esperaba.
I have found that the favor of God is the best thing in the whole world.
Yo encuentro que el favor de Dios es lo mejor en todo el mundo.
Somebody say praise God.
Alguien diga gloria a Dios.
Praise the Lord, Sam. Come on, give him some hope here. Somebody, somewhere,
alguien en algún lugar,
is going to walk in the favor of God.
Va a caminar en el favor de Dios.
It might as well be us.
Tiene que ser más o menos un otro.
It might as well be here.
Si va a ser alguien que sea aquí.
And it might as well be now.
Si, que va a ser en este tiempo.
Daniel wrote about these end times.
Daniel habló de estos tiempos finales.
And he said, "The people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits."
Él dijo, las personas que conocen a su Dios van a ser fuertes.
Somebody's going to do exploits.
Alguien va a hacer esas grandes obras.
Somebody's going to be strong.
Alguien va a ser fuerte.
It might as well be us.
¿Por qué no que sea nosotros?
It might as well be here.
¿Por qué no que sea aquí?
And it might as well be now.
¿Y por qué no que sea ahorita?
Somebody say praise the Lord.
Alguien diga gloria a Dios.
Daniel said, "And they that are wise,
Daniel dijo, y los que son sabios,
will shine like the brightness of the firmament."
Van a brillar como la luz.
And he said, "They'll turn many to righteousness."
Y van a cambiar muchos a justicia.
"And they'll shine like stars forever and ever."
Y van a brillar como estrellas para siempre.
Somebody is fulfilling that today.
Alguien está cumpliendo eso hoy.
Somewhere.
En algún lugar.
It might as well be us.
Y por qué no aquí.
And it might as well be here.
Y por qué no aquí en este lugar.
And it might as well be now.
Y por qué no ahorita.
Somebody say praise God.
Alguien diga gloria a Dios.
And when she was preparing,
y cuando se estaba preparando,
Esther said, "I'm going to do this."
Esther dijo, "Lo voy a hacer."
"And if I perish,
y si perezco,
I perish."
Yo perezco.
She said, "Some things are more important than life."
Algunas cosas son más importantes que la vida.
And I want you to know what God has for you.
Y yo quiero que sepas lo que Dios tiene para ti.
If you don't walk in it,
si tú no caminas en eso,
you'll never know what true life is.
No vas a saber lo que vida real es.
He didn't call you so you could just live like your neighbors.
Él no te llamó para que nomás vivas como tus vecinos.
He called you so that you could have life and that more abundant.
Él te llamó para que tengas vida y eso en abundancia.
Life from the kingdom of God.
La vida del reino de Dios.
Life full of joy and
la vida
peace.
Lleno de gozo y paz.
Life full of blessings.
La vida llena
somebody
de bendiciones.
Say praise God.
Alguien diga gloria a Dios.
Well, I want to suggest to you somebody is walking in abundant life.
Yo te quiero sugestionar, alguien está
somewhere
caminando en vida abundancia en algún
and
lugar.
It might as well be us.
¿Y por qué no aquí en nosotros?
And it might as well be here.
¿Y por qué no en este lugar?
And it might as well be now.
¿Y por qué no ahorita?
This calling business that God has given us.
Este llamamiento que Dios nos ha dado.
There is a message that our world needs.
Hay un mensaje que el mundo necesita.
They're about to celebrate Christmas.
Van a celebrar la Navidad.
A lot of them are going to be drunk out of their minds.
Muchos van a estar borrachos.
Because they have no idea what it means.
Porque no tienen idea lo
They've
que significa.
Forgotten the baby in the manger.
Se han olvidado del niño en el
that
lugar.
Grew to the man on the cross.
They've
forgotten
la cruz.
The reason the shepherds were singing.
Se olvidaron la razón por la
They've
cual
forgotten
cantaban.
The reason the angels were singing.
Se olvidaron la razón por la cual los
but
ángeles
this
cantaban.
Is a dark world.
Pero este es un mundo oscuro.
But I remember the line from the little song, "Oh, little town of Bethlehem."
Pero me acuerdo la línea, "Oh, pueblo de
Bethlehem." Said, "In thy dark street shineth the everlasting light."
La vida, la luz eterna.
Listen, the church has a calling in 2023.
La iglesia tiene un llamamiento en 2023.
Our world is plunging into darkness.
El mundo se está cayendo en la oscuridad.
And the church is the house of light.
Y la iglesia es la casa de la luz.
The word of God is the banner of light.
La palabra de Dios es la luz.
Our world needs light bearers.
Este mundo ocupa la luz.
You got a calling.
Tú tienes
you
un
got
llamamiento.
A destiny.
Tú tienes
you
un
got
destino.
A purpose.
Tienes un propósito.
And God wants you to walk up and down
que camines
in it.
En ese propósito.
He wants you to be the light of the world.
Quiere que seas la luz del
he
mundo.
Wants you to be the difference maker.
Quieres que seas la diferencia.
He wants you to win your world. Let's give God some praise. Let's stand together.
Vamos a pararnos juntos.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
Touch somebody and tell them, "I've come to the kingdom."
Tocan a alguien, dile, yo he venido
for
al reino.
Such a time as this.
Por un tiempo como este.
Tell them, "I've come to the kingdom."
Dile, yo he venido al reino.
For the purpose of God.
Al propósito de Dios.
Is there anybody that wants to walk up and down in that tonight?
Alguien que quiere caminar en
this
eso
altar's
hoy.
Open. If you'd like to come and embrace the calling of God, come on down to this altar. If you'd like to come and walk in what God has purposed for your life, come on down to this altar now. Let's pray, church. Let's worship, church.
I will not be defeated.